Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast for Contractors. Get actionable advice and tactics on how to grow your home service company. Plus interviews with industry experts dropping value bombs in marketing, sales, and operations. And now, let's power up your home service biz with your host, Mark Ambrose of Battle Plan Marketing.
All right. Hello, home service pros. Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast, episode number 45. Today, we're going to talk about powering up your website rankings and traffic with local links. First, let's quickly define what a local link is and why your home service company's website needs them. What does local link mean? A local link is a link from an external website in your service area to your website. It's like a door from their website to yours. People click on it and are taken to your website and preferably to specific pages on your website that you want traffic on. Why does your company need local links? Links from other websites to yours are the number one ranking factor for your website and the number two ranking factor for your Google My Business or Google Maps listing. That's according to International Moz survey done every 2 years with the world's top SEO professionals. It's also consistently proven through endless tests done by SEO professionals every year. They're often called backlinks, links from other sites taking them back to yours. Since the main point of your home services website and Google Maps listing is to attract traffic from local prospects to generate new leads and sales, then local links should be a top priority of your website SEO and marketing efforts. To be clear, you can and should have links from websites that are not in your local area, and they too can help your website rank better. But links from websites and directories in your local area are way more powerful. Local links not only show Google that your website is popular in your local area, but they can also drive traffic from people who are in your service area. It's all well and good to get links from national and even international websites, but the people visiting your site from those links won't be hiring you anytime soon because they're not in your area. Local links can drive traffic from local prospects in your service area, and they're more likely to be ideal candidates to do business with your company. All right, now that we know what a local link is and why they're so valuable to your company, let's dig deeper and answer a few all-important questions. First is, how do I create a local backlink? First, it's important to know that you want to gain links from strong websites in your local area. Websites with a lot of local traffic make more sense than those without, right? They can pass not only their traffic to you, but also some of their domain authority and ranking power. It also helps if those links are from websites that are either in or related to your industry. This helps Google, Bing, and other search engines better understand the business that your company is in. The best local websites to gain links from are local news sites, community-based sites, and as we just said, those that are in your industry. Your local chamber of commerce would be a very valuable link. Most will add you to their member directory on their website and include a link to your site. So if you haven't already joined, you may want to consider doing so as a top link-building priority. And that brings us to the topic of costs of link building. Certainly, you'll have to pay to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce in this particular instance. You will definitely need to budget for building local links as part of your marketing strategy. Link building is not an easy and scalable process. It's all done manually and it takes time, effort, and investment on your part. If you don't invest in local link building and you're in a competitive marketplace, you're very likely to trail behind your biggest competitors and lose online traffic and prospects to them that you could be getting. With that said, let's take a look at 10 ways to build powerful local links and grow your local rankings, traffic, and prospects without the need for any SEO tools here. Be sure that you're offering value and not just seeking a link from these sources. Give value before you ask or expect to receive. Build your brand locally with these organizations and businesses. All right, tip number one, your Chamber of Commerce, as we just covered. Number two, local newspapers and magazines. You can offer to write a newsworthy article on a topic related to your business. Again, this is not a promotional piece, but rather an informational article. Tip number three, local blogs. Search Google for your city plus blog in quotation marks, use the same newsworthy article tactic for possible inclusion on their blog. Number four, donate to local charities. Support and sponsor nonprofit organizations in your local area. Don't just send money, though. Instead, be creative. Offer your services for free or pay for something for them. Or you can have you and your team sponsor and volunteer at an event and then write about it on your website with a link to their organization. Ask them to add the info on their website and links back to yours. You can use Google search operators to locate potential nonprofits that align with you and your team's interests and philosophies. Search Google for your city and then the word in title, all one word, in title, colon, charity. You'll have to look on our blog if you want for the exact how to write that out. So you search Google again for, quote, your city, in title, colon, charity, unquote, close quote, or in title, nonprofit, or in title, volunteer. You get the gist. Number five. Join local clubs that align with your company's interests and use the same tactics as for nonprofits. You can search Google for your city in title colon sponsor or in title colon club along those lines. Number six, be a guest on local podcasts and help educate the audience on a specific topic in your industry. Once again, this is not about selling. It's about providing value first and foremost. Search Google for, quote, your city and the word podcast, close quote, or your city podcaster, close quote, and do that for each city in your service area. Go to iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts and search for each city name in your local area. Number seven, create a local resource page or businesses we like page on your website. Oftentimes, the best way to get a link is to give one first. Think about creating a local resources page for a related shoulder industry. For example, if you're a plumber, maybe you do a review and resource page of local companies in your area that provide water damage restoration with links to each company. Then you can do an in-person or by telephone or email outreach to them, informing them of your article, and maybe offer to do an interview with them to expand on their listing in exchange for a link from their site to yours. Number eight, use the same concept to create a local guide for your area with info about events or places that attract the local population. You may not gain links from many of the places you mentioned, but if you create a good enough guide and then share it on social media, you may find others just naturally linking to it because it's a great resource. A favorite tactic of ours is to survey everyone on your team and list their favorite places for the family and their favorite restaurants and why, and then create a guide out of that and have them all share it on their social media channels. Then allow visitors to the page to provide their own favorites as well. Do this really well, and it could earn some valuable local links for a long time as the page content continues to grow. Number nine, offer a testimonial to service providers that you've used in exchange for a link from their site. Your company has no doubt used local service providers to work on your building, your trucks, do your payroll, and more. And they want and need customer reviews just as much as every other company. So reach out to those that impressed you and offer a great testimonial in exchange for a listing and a link on their website to yours. And number 10, find mentions of your company online that don't include a link to your website and contact that site owner and ask to include a link in the mention that's already there. You can set up Google Alerts to track mentions of your company on the internet to identify opportunities. This is probably the easiest of all the tactics because they're already talking about you and your company on their site. Just need to insert a link there. And a bonus idea is to seek out local influencers in your market. They're likely to have a great local following who value and trust their opinions and the companies or products that they recommend. This works usually better than advertising because the audience, again, trusts the influencer already. You'll need to make an offer of content, money, service, or products in exchange for a listing or a posting on their site to yours. Spell out the exact details of the exchange and how long your listing is to remain on their site. Put it all in a written and signed agreement. I find influencers by searching Google for, quote, your city, and the word blog, close quote, or, quote, your industry, blogger, in your city, close quote. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for local influencers and those who may be in your industry. Use hashtag research to find local influencers, so like hashtag in your city or hashtag in your industry. There are also free hashtag research tools available out there. You can see our blog post edition transcription of this podcast for a link at pixlee.com, pixlee.com/blog/5free-hashtag-analytics-tools that every brand needs. That's a mouthful. And there are dashes in between the words there. 5 free-hashtag-analytics-tools that every brand needs on pixlee.com. All right, before we wrap this up, it's important to mention that you'd like to try and get links to key blog content pages on your website, not just have all the links go to your homepage. So wherever possible and appropriate, ask for links to your top content pages that inform and can convert visitors into leads. And be sure that your homepage links out to your top content pages so it can pass any link authority that it receives to those important pages also. All right, my voice was kind of going on me, so thanks for bearing with me. I hope you found some value in that. Thanks for sharing your time and attention with us today. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast so you get notified of future episodes. Feel free to share this episode on your social channels. Good luck out there and create a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast. To power up your home service business, for show notes, visit battleplanmarketing.com/podcast. If you enjoyed our show, please share it on social. Until next time.